It's time once again for Doctors in the House right here on KISS 92 with Maddie, Jason and Divian in the morning. And this month, the focus is on you guys. All your manly issues and health concerns. Yeah?
More specifically, though, this week, we're talking about joints and knee injuries. And here to tell us more is Dr. Gopal Singh, orthopedic surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Hospital. What's up, Doc?
Hey.
Morning.
So we're talking about, well, joint replacement.
Yes.
Does this only happen for, like, older people?
Conventional thinking says yes, but in today's day and age, we are seeing a lot of young people come forward and say, look, I want to lead active life. I have early onset arthritis for whatever reason,
right,
and I want this fixed.
This is incredible to me that you guys can replace a joint. Do you just like cut out the joint and then put a metal joint in there?
Yes.
And then how do you attach the metal to the bone?
Short answer, yeah.
No, that's what I want to know.
So I'm just a carpenter.
Right.
And the tools that we use are very similar to carpentry tools.
Mm.
However, we do it on human beings, obviously. And infection is a big worry.
Right.
So we have to take a lot of precautions to the point where we wear space suits when we do this surgery.
Wow.
Because bacteria and artificial joints don't get along very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you develop an infection, then it can mean trouble. It can mean many more surgeries.
Mm. And how long before you back out on the football pitch?
Well, if you're doing a total knee replacement, then you probably are out of football. But the good news is that if you are doing partial knee replacements, especially with new technology on board, you can get
back to most sports.
Yes, you can get back to most sports.
Mm.
But then again, patient selection is very important.
Mm.
And it's very critical that we have a good discussion with the patient and not, for lack of better words, choose the patient wrongly for surgery.
Right.
Isn't that what happened to Gordon Ramsay? I think he busted his knee. He was a football player previously.
It's quite a common injury.
No, he just wasn't very good. Everybody thinks he would have been playing for Manchester United.
Yeah. I think
he was not that talented.
Okay.
We're talking about
he's obviously not a fan.
But, talking about what's common, though, are younger sportsmen at higher risks of these type of injuries?
Yeah, so we're not talking about the sports injuries per se, like ACL injuries and all that. The specific topic we're talking about is osteoarthritis. So the question is, are younger sportsmen at higher risk of early osteoarthritis?
Mm.
And if you have multiple sports injuries, yes, you can develop early wear and tear of the knee, but that's not the only factor. There are many other factors at play. For example, family history, high body weight, how healthy your lifestyle is, and some aspect of it we still don't know.
Right. Some of it's just bad luck, I would think.
Yeah.
You just get a bad knee and got a bad knee, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But yes, multiple sports injuries do contribute, yes.
Mm. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Doc. And if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Gopal Singh, you can WhatsApp 8111 7777 or log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg.